Now, the second act of the Screen Director's Playhouse presentation of Broken Arrow.
Look, my warriors. Cochise says it. I draw this line in the dirt. This is the way of the white soldiers. I draw this mountain in the dirt. There you will hide. I draw this sun in the dirt. When the sun is here, then you will attack. No white shall live.
Cochise.
Does Machogi not know it is not a boy's place at the Council of War?
He is here. The white man.
The white man from Tucson?
He who healed me.
I gave him my word, the word of Nahilze. I swore he would die if he returned.
Quiet, Nahilze. Go, all of you. Machoge, remain. Tell me of this man.
He is not like other whites.
Shall I have him killed?
No.
Because he helped you? Perhaps he wishes to harm all of us.
Then if I were a great chief, if I were Cochise, I would speak with him. I would read his heart.
Your advice is good, little warrior. Show me where the white eye is held. You have brave eyes, tall one, for a man who may have but a little while to live.
It is known that the chief of the Chiricahua Apaches is the greatest Indian leader. He must have a great heart. I speak to that heart now.
Why have you come here?
I speak of signals. We call them mail. The white man's signals, which he puts down on pieces of paper and sends from one place to the other.
What of these?
Well, now, the men who carry these signals seek no trouble. They make no trouble. Yet your warriors kill them.
It is war.
But these men are not warriors. I've come to ask that you let them travel in safety.
Who sent you?
No one. It was my own thought.
This mail carries war signals against us.
No. War signals are carried by the military. These are other things.
And you, have you never fought against us?
Yes, at the Battle of Apache Pass.
And why should I not have you tortured?
Because I come in peace with a straight tongue.
My brother died when the white men spoke with a straight tongue.
There are bad whites. But a wise man knows that not all people are bad. And you are wise, Cochise, or you would not be the leader of your people. Perhaps in your heart is a spark, a hope that someday your people and mine will live together as brothers.
Your people do not want peace.
Tomorrow there must be peace. For us and for the Apaches, who each moon lose more warriors and bitter victories.
Why should not the white man act first? You want me to be better than the white man?
A white man has come here.
Your words have truth in them. I respect you for coming here. You will rest with us tonight?
Well, that is my wish.
I will think on these things, tall one. Now walk with me in the village so my people will see us together.
Your people have a ceremony tonight, Cochise.
The spirits of good and evil are dancing.
Oh, then tomorrow will be the rites of the sunrise for a young girl.
You know of such things?
I know a little bit.
You're very different from other whites. The boy spoke the truth.
I've learned some of your ways so that we could talk together.
Then you must learn of the white painted lady. She is here inside this hut. This is the holiest time of her life.
For this night, she is the mother of life.
Yes. Tell me, do you have a sickness?
No.
Were you ever wounded?
Yes, in my arm.
We will tell her. For this night only, this girl is even more holy than most, because she has been away for many years. She is old for this ceremony. It is very special.
I can see her face in the firelight. She's very beautiful.
We will talk to her now. white painted lady.
Don Fiore has waited for you, Cochise.
I have old wounds.
But each scar is a mark of love for your people. The path of your people is stretched long behind you. And you are the head. And you are the heart. And you are the blood. You will be well.
I have brought a friend. He has an old arm wound.
Then he is welcome.
Is it all right?
She asks for you.
Thank you.
Give me your arm. Does it hurt you?
Sometimes.
It will never hurt again.
You do this for me? An enemy?
The mother of life knows no enemies.
And tomorrow, when you are no longer mother of life, when you're just a girl, will I be your enemy then?
I cannot speak of tomorrow. Now go. You will live long. The good things will be yours. The sun will shine for you.
What is your name?
Sonsire.
Sonsire. Morning Star.
Now you must go.
Thank you, Sonsire.
Sonsire? Hello? Hello there, good morning. Whoa. Why do you hide in the bushes?
I was afraid.
Of what?
Your knife.
Knife? Oh, no. This is called a razor. I was just cutting the hair from my face. We call it shaving.
I thought you were skinning yourself.
Oh, no.
Does it hurt?
Oh, no. No, I just look in this mirror.
Mirror?
Yes. Here, take it.
I think this is me. But it is much better than looking in a pool of water.
It's yours to keep.
No.
No, please. You can see yourself every day. You can know how beautiful you are.
Thank you. No, I cannot remain.
Well, why not?
It is not right for an unmarried woman to be seen with young men.
Well, how will I see you again?
Sometimes young men and girls meet by accident.
I see, Well, Sonsire, would it be well if we met again by accident?
Yes, I think so.
Soon I must go again and talk with Cochise. I've come here to talk the truth with him and with all your people. And now I'd like to talk the truth with you, Sonsire. All my life, I've been mostly alone. I wanted it that way. Can you understand that?
Yes, that is often the way with me.
And yet, when I saw you last night, and you touched me, and you prayed for me, I felt bad being alone. So I knew that I needed to see you again before I left to find out if the feeling would be the same.
Is it the same?
Yes. So now, when I go away, I'll be lonely.
Shall a man with white skin be lonely for a girl with skin such as mine?
Why must people be the same? Why, your skin is the color of honey and sun. It's so lovely. Beyond that, there's no thought.
And the white girls, are they very beautiful?
Some Sire, yes. But never have I seen a woman as beautiful as you are to me.
You call me Sonsire, but how shall I call you?
My name is Tom.
Tom. Do I say it right?
It was never said right before.
Then I must go. Someone comes.
Tall one.
Yes, I await the answer of Cochise.
I have decided about the mail. The riders will be allowed to pass.
Then you have done a fine thing.
It will show the whites what power the Apache has. The idea makes me laugh a little.
Well, I go now and tell this to my brothers.
And will you come back here sometime?
I wait for you to say it. It is my strong wish.
I say it now. You are someone I can talk to. I am weary of what goes on in my head all the time.
It's good here among your people, Cochise. I would like to be friends with you.
And with Sonsire?
She makes my heart glad.
I saw the way your glance found her last night and this morning. That is not our way, Tolan. Well,
I'm sorry, Cochise, but...
I understand, but it is not our way. You will return.
As friend to friend.
A good bow is not made in a day, or a good horse trained. It takes longest of all to make a friend. Come back, Tolan.
As soon as I can. And now I bring your word to Tucson. Soon the males will ride again, and the whites will speak in big words of honor of Cochise.
I'm back, all right, and I'll tell you all about it, but just let me talk now.
Tom, I sure didn't think it was possible.
Well, it's possible, Milt. Now, Colonel Brunell, Juan, Slade, all of you. Cochise has given his word. The mails will go through.
You mean to say you went right into his camp?
That's it.
I don't believe it.
Well, you can take my word, Slade.
And the word of an Apache murderer?
The word of a proud man, a man of honor.
A man of honor. Jeffers, while you were up there with Cochise, his fighters attacked a wagon train just 40 miles east of here. Every person on it was killed.
Now, Cochise never said he was calling off the war. He just said the mail would go through.
Tom Jeffers' word is good enough for me. I'm in charge of the mail, and I say it starts moving.
Yeah, who's going to carry it, then? Who's going to put his life in the hands of Cochise?
All right, I'll carry the first load myself.
That won't prove anything.
I don't think I understand you, Slade.
You claim to be his friend. Maybe you were up in his stronghold. He'd let you through just...
Shut up, Slade. I'll carry the first load myself.
Thank you, Mel.
I can't sit still any longer. Why doesn't Mel come back?
Because he's dead, Jeffords, that's why.
Take it easy, Slade. He's Jeffords' friend.
Thank you, Colonel. I know he's all right. Cochise wouldn't lie.
Cochise.
That's right, that's right. Build up the hate, burn it into your guts, let the war go on and on and on, let your family finish it when you're
dead. We don't have any family. The Apaches took care of that.
It's no use, Jeffords. There's only one way we'll settle it, with blood.
But when Milt gets back, won't that prove anything?
I don't think he's coming back. He's already a day overdue. Face it, Jeffords, we're in a war, and it's going to get tougher. General Howard has been posted in to take Fort Grant. Well, general means more troops and a full-size campaign.
Against what? Ghosts? You can't fight it. Mel!
He made it.
Oh, Tom.
Well, Slade, guess we were wrong.
Well, did you have any trouble? Did you see any Apaches?
No. No Apaches.
Well, then it worked. Cochise kept his word, but what held you up?
I'm coming back. There was a wagon train, army escort for General Howard, cut to pieces. I found what was left.
What are you... They are all dead?
Almost all. Howard got through. A few others.
Oh, the slaughter. But the mail got through. The mail got through at least at the beginning.
I don't know, Tom. Everybody's pretty upset about it. They're looking for somebody to blame. White man working with Cochise.
Well, that's crazy. Cochise doesn't
need him. Man working with Cochise. He's your friend, ain't he, Jeffords?
That's what they're saying, Tom. He's your friend.
But I...
There he is! There he is, the Indian lover!
We got a rope for you, Jeffords!
Now listen to me!
Why should we listen to a spy?
Yeah. Well, Chief gave his word about the mail, nothing more. If you have any hope of peace...
You ain't gonna live to see any peace! Come on, bring that rope!
Traitor! Send him to Cochise!
Bring him to Cochise! Release that man!
He's a copperhead, he sold us out!
Dirty Indian lover!
As a general of the United States Army, I order you to release him.
Now look here, General, you...
Must I put you all under arrest? Now, leave us alone. All of you. Out of here.
Well, I guess you're General Howard.
And you're the man I've heard about. The man who went to face Cochise.
Well, thanks for getting my head out of that noose.
I don't want your gratitude. I want your help.
Look, General, I'm no spy. If you think...
Jeffords, I've been sent from Washington with full power to make a peace with Cochise. But I can't do it without you. Well?
You know, for a minute there, I almost began to hate white men. All right, General, let's hear your story.
If you wanted to sell your house or a car, you wouldn't send a piece of paper with your sales talk printed on it. You'd talk with a buyer yourself, because people sell better than paper. The voice is more persuasive than ink. And that's true in advertising, too. Now, that doesn't mean that everyone should use door-to-door salesmen. No, that's pretty expensive. A door-to-door salesman can make only about 20 calls a day. But there is a way advertisers can use the human voice and personality to make several million nationwide calls at one time. It's network radio. Radio is people. It's a grocery clerk or an automobile salesman multiplied millions of times. With network radio, people talk to more people at less cost than with any other method of advertising, and with better results. For people sell better than paper.